Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Definitely. Some of the sports news this morning on this Tuesday morning, big bosses speaking out yesterday, Arthur Blank talking about the schedule in an interview that he did and mentioning that he's not sure about 16 games yet. He does think that there will be a serious reduction in the number of preseason games. Oh, darn. though right now, we'd take all four preseason games. But it sounds like, you know, the preseason schedule could get down, cut down here to one or two, according to Mr. Blank. But, you know, he's looking at the 16-game schedule and, you know, we're all kind of crossing our fingers, and that's certainly what we're hoping for in this environment is to, you know, have the full football season ahead.
Yeah. I mean, we just have to play it by ear. Right now, nothing's for certain, you know. I mean, but we just have to prepare for just be able to adjust. I think that's the better way to put it, just to be able to adjust. Don't want to say anything that's going to get anybody hopes up high and it doesn't happen, but just be prepared for the adjustment.
Right. You know, we're prepared for all of this. The owners' meetings were yesterday. They held them virtually, obviously. And, you know, normally they get together in some, you know, swanky, danky place. You know, they're always in, in Del Mar or in Hawaii or, you know, they're always in some, you know, highfalutin place, you know.
Yeah, they were on the phone, weren't they?
Yeah, and they were just doing a conference call, basically, for the owners' meetings yesterday. Yeah. Smart. All we learned out of that was that, The 14-game playoff will take place this year, and there was some talk about having one of the playoff games on a Saturday night, which, I don't know that they would have really run into any problems with that in terms of, you know, bowl games or anything of that nature, but they decided against that, and they're going to have triple headers on Sundays instead. So it sounds like Saturday and Sunday, on Friday night. Mm-hmm. They're going to have a Saturday and Sunday triple header, 1-4-8 is what they're saying for the 14-team playoff. We do know, Hugh, that as expected, the number one seed will get a bye. Mm-hmm. And then number two will play number seven, number three will play number six, and number four will play number five. And then after that happens, after the opening round wild card weekend happens, the entire thing will be reseeded. And so number one will play the lowest seed available. And so and that's totally understandable. There's not going to be any, last thing in the world you want is for, you know, number one to have to play number four and number two gets to play number six or something like that. Make sure that the number one seed gets, in theory, the easier game, right? In theory. But that's about it from the owners' meetings. There was no major news. They didn't break any new ground. They just talked about that. And I'm sure they talked about, you know, how are we going to handle certain things, but as far as news goes, the only thing was just the clarification on the 14-team playoff. Hugh, that means 14, it's literally almost half the league, you know. It's going to be hard to miss the playoffs now.
Yeah, I think it's going to be pretty exciting, though, because, you know, you might have one of those lower seeds that surprise everybody and go deep in the playoffs. You know, that's the thing about it, and I think that's what they wanted. Because that saying is true, any given Sunday. You know, you look at the run that the Tennessee Titans went on, and you look at a team like that, and you say, hey, man, you know what, the right team gets in there at the right time. There's no telling what could happen.
No, the Titans darn near pulled off what would have been one of the most remarkable, if not the most remarkable, playoff run of all time when you consider that, you know, they beat the defending Super Bowl champions and the powerhouse on their own field and then followed that up by beating the number one seed and the regular season powerhouse on their own field. I mean, and really had Kansas City going. I mean, they had Kansas City on the ropes. It would have been a remarkable run to the Super Bowl. But I was kind of thinking about this, Hugh. Tomorrow being April 1st, and by the way, I think Hugh has to go without saying, doesn't it, that maybe the April Fool's jokes are a little tamped down this year?
Man, you know what? I was thinking about that. I was thinking about – I didn't want to say it. I was going to hold on to it for a little while. But, man, Easter, you know, I mean, I don't even think – you know, Easter Sunday, you know, everybody getting ready to get their Easter Sunday outfits and everything. I'm like, man, are we going to do Easter? Are we doing Easter?
Yeah, are we doing Easter? April's going to be busy over the next 24 days. We had the owners' meetings yesterday, or what amounted to the owners' meetings yesterday. But over the next 24 days, here's some news. If you're looking for news that's going to happen, if you're a football fan, try this out. The NFL will release at some point in April. We don't have hard dates yet. We do have a hard date on the draft. That's the 23rd, the 24th, and the 25th. And that was the other thing the owners discussed was the whys and wherefores of the draft. But we all understand what's going to happen with that. So that'll be the 23rd, 24th, and 25th. Before then, there's going to be two pieces of news in the NFL. One is the league is going to drop its weekly schedule. So we get to find out, you know, who's going to be that opening game, you know, in terms of is it going to be the defending Super Bowl champions? Where's, you know, is Brady going to play on that first Sunday night? Is Brady going to play on that first Monday night? Who do the Falcons open with? So we'll get the weekly schedule. That'll happen in the month of April. Again, I don't know exactly when. It's around Easter. And then the second thing locally for us is those Falcons unis drop.
Yeah. You know what's funny? I was looking at a couple of friends of mine, their Twitter feeds. People are excited about that. A lot of people want to know what the uniforms look like. They're curious to see what color combinations they're going to be or if the helmet's going to change and things of that nature. So, yeah, people are getting excited about the Falcons this year.
So those things are going to happen. They're just, again, talking about some of the headlines on this Tuesday morning with John and Hugh from the Mobile Kia Studios all over Metro Atlanta and broadcasting on 92 on the Game and, of course, worldwide at radio.com. The other major headline that's dominating sports today was the announcement last night, Hugh, the NCAA saying yes to the spring sports athletes that they will get another year of eligibility next year because they missed out on this year. That does not – obviously it doesn't apply to football, but it also – you need to know this – does not apply to basketball.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's not going to be the same. You know, you got a lot of guys. You know, even though there are a lot of student-athletes that are not going to the pros, you have a lot that are, and it just wouldn't be the same. So, I mean, that makes sense. But, you know, you're talking about, like, baseball and the other winter sports and stuff like that. The spring sports. Yeah, you need to let them get their year in. I agree with that. I approve that message.
You approve? You're Hugh Douglas. You should run for office, dude. You're Hugh Douglas, and you approve that message.
Yeah, something like that.
Josh Halper of Pro Football Talk. And again, one of the great things with radio.com is you can rewind. But now you don't even have to do that because we have it for you queued up. Josh Halper of Pro Football Talk. What did he think about the Falcons? And what does he think they'll do in the draft? And more in an interesting convo with John Chuckery last night. We have it, and we have it queued up. We'll play it for you next. John and Hugh on the Morning Show, live from across Metro Atlanta in the Mobile Kia Studios. Do that after a CBS Sports Minute. Morning Show with John and Hugh across Metro Atlanta from the Mobile Kia Studios on this Tuesday morning. Hey, I guess the good news is, and thank God for the NFL right now to give us something to talk about, is as we look forward, as mentioned at the beginning of the show, coming up in the month of April, today we'll discuss what the owners were talking about in regards to the schedule and the draft. But coming up in the month of April, there are three fairly large events that are really good talkers for us in the next 24 days. We mentioned the NFL dropping its weekly schedule at some point in April. The Falcons' new uniforms, everybody wanting to know. You're seeing a lot of leaks out there, leaks, air quotes, and not really. They're not leaks, okay? I mean, just no. They're not leaks. This is the most tightly guarded secret I've ever seen. And then there's the draft coming up, April 23rd, 24th, and 25th. 24 days from now, and we're going to be talking a lot about the draft, and let's do that now. Last night, Josh Halper, one of the key writers for Pro Football Talk, was on with John Chuckery, had a discussion regarding the Falcons and where they sit at number 16, and the conversation began with Chuck asking Josh Halper about what he thinks about the Falcons at 16.
The idea of going up is one that would seem to fit where this team is right now. I think that when you look at where you know, Dan Quinn and Thomas Dimitroff are in terms of, you know, getting that stay of execution after last season and saying, though, that you expect things to move up this year. You can't expect to keep your jobs if things don't get better. And that's the perfect spot to go and take a swing. And for a team that needs defensive players, it's not a bad position to be in. If you figure there are going to be three quarterbacks that go early and a bunch of offensive tackles that go early, that if you want a pass rusher or a difference maker on the defensive side of the ball, that's going to be there up and to get up there and go up there and get it. So I think that one is more interesting to me simply because of where the team is in terms of their, you know, mentality.
Josh, there's been some potential rumor now that Tua has been cleared to go at it with no limitations to it. Some people are wondering if somebody will be willing to try to go up and get right behind Cincinnati at the number two spot, take the Redskins pick, and go get Tua. Is there any way Washington, you think, is in the business of giving up that number two pick? Or would they be open if the right deal comes along?
I would be surprised. I would be surprised if they get off of Chase Young. I think that that's a spot where, look, I think there's a certain deal. You know, if you're talking multiple first-round picks and really setting up a team to then turn around and do all sorts of different things, then I think there's a possibility. But if you look in the realm of, like, what a likely offer would look like, I think that they would take the Chase Young and use that as a way to sort of announce the kind of team that they want to be and who they, you know, who they want to build around as Ron Rivera takes over and moves forward. That the Lions, though, seem to me to be a team that could really be open for business right there, because I think they could go down and then move back up to get Jeff Okuda, who's a player I think they would really covet in their secondary and could add something without, you know, running a risk of losing him, especially if they could make that move with the Dolphins at number five.
Josh Alper from Pro Football Talk is joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline as we look to the NFL draft coming up here. You know, the Giants general manager said that he was open for business. Is that another team that you think stays where they're at, or are they legitimate about the idea of getting out that four spot and trying to accumulate some picks?
Well, Dave Gettleman's been the general manager for the Panthers and the Giants, and I don't know off the top of my head if it's seven or eight drafts. He's never once traded down. So I think that is a very big tell. Now, that doesn't mean it's an impossibility, but I think for a team that desperately needs offensive line help and you're at the fourth pick in the draft, you have your choice of the tackles. And I would imagine that you've done enough homework, even with the challenges that are in place this year in terms of vetting prospects, that you've done enough homework to know if you love one of those tackles. And Dave Gettleman's a guy who always talks about building from the lines, and he loves to talk about the hog mollies and how they move people at that point. And I think that's got to be where you're going with a team that, again, he needs to win. He got to keep his job when they fired the coach. He needs to, you know, he needs this team to be a winner. He needs to show that his plan can work. And I think for that to happen, you need Daniel Jones to be protected by a big monster left tackle.
Josh, you know, if we assume that Joe Burrow will be the number one pick for Cincinnati, Chase Young is the number two pick for the Washington Redskins, you know, is Tua the next kind of most coveted guy the teams are willing to go up and roll the dice on? Or who are the other players that teams will look at and say, hey, I got to get to three because I don't want to miss out on this guy?
The only player I could see fitting into that that spot other than Tua would be Isaiah Simmons, if there's a team that just sees him as a guy that can do absolutely everything for them on defense and be a game changer. And I think when you're looking at that, though, that's a big price to play for a player who could also wind up being a nice but limited value player because he's a hybrid safety linebacker. Now, I think the upside for Simmons is off the charts. He's an athletic beast and can play in pass coverage, can rush the passer, can hit, can do absolutely everything you're looking for. So I think that there's a chance the team could fall in love with him. If it's not that, though, I don't know who's making that kind of jump for a position other than a quarterback.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is a John Chukwa Show as we are live on the WadeFord.com hotline. We're joined by Josh Alper. He is a writer for ProFootballTalk.com as we take a look at the upcoming NFL draft and get his thoughts. you know, obviously quarterback is always that position that feels like it gets that run. Once you get past Burrow, once you get past Tua, is Herbert the next best option? And are there teams that, you know, are looking at Jordan Love that are willing to make a big move? I mean, how likely do you think some of these teams are to get up, to get Herbert Love, take Tua and Burrow out of it, but that next group of quarterbacks?
Yeah, well, I think Herbert is a guy who has seemed to solidify himself as a top 10 pick at the Senior Bowl and the Combine and the work that he did there. And I think that, you know, the Chargers are a team that obviously comes to mind there. I think that Love is probably a first-round pick and maybe winds up in the top 10. I haven't heard that same kind of certainty about him, and he may be a guy who gets hurt a little bit by not being able to go and talk to teams and get to be in that room and break down defenses for the coaches. I don't know if that'll turn out to be the case, but he does seem to be a prospect that there's a little bit more up in the air about, whereas everybody, not everybody may be madly in love with Herbert or move heaven and earth to get him, but if they were in a spot to pick him where the Chargers are, I think that they would be very intrigued.
Josh, I mean, how legitimate are some of the complaints that people have had about holding the draft without some of the interviews and stuff? I mean, you've got all the tape, obviously, of what they've done in their collegiate career. You had the Combine. You had the Senior Bowl. There were a few little workouts here and there. I mean, is this just kind of, you know, we need something to complain about and you know, we just want to overthink everything? Or is there some legitimacy to it?
Well, it's more challenging for that. It's more challenging, but look, we're at a very challenging time for our country, and I think that the idea that the NFL is able to conduct business at all is something that I think for a lot of people has been a bit of a relief valve. It's certainly for me to be able to work right now and be busy and be active and deal with everything. I'm not saying it's a positive, but it's been something that takes your mind off of everything else that's going on. And I think that the thought that it's harder, yes, it's harder, but it's, look, there are guys who do well at this and screw it up every single year. And it's not going to be any different this year, I think, at the end of the day. And so you have to alter your strategy and it's a little bit different. And there are just so many questions about everything going on right now, though, that, you know, if you don't do it now, what point is it going to be, okay, now we can do it? Like, there's not going to be a two-month period to take before a season in order to do the draft process. It's unfortunate, but it's the way it is. And so I think everyone will buckle down and get it done.
Writer for ProFootballTalk.com, Josh Alper, joining us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. You know, I joke, Josh, about the fact that you could have Roger Goodell come out in a bubble like John Travolta back in the 70s in that movie and have, you know, the Oompa Loompas hand him a card with a draft pick on it, and people are still going to be completely fascinated and enamored because it's the NFL draft. And, you know, I understand the presentation and the feel-good stories and stuff like that, but at the end of the day, you know, if you're a football fan of a team, you want to know who's coming to your team, who did they get, what kind of moves did they make. What are you hearing as far as how the presentation you think of the draft is going to go?
Well, I think, I think there's a real chance that it's Roger Goodell with a camera at his desk at his home. And it is something compelling about that and what it would mean that, you know, that this is where we're all at, and that I think you're going to see cameras in the homes of Joe Burrow and Chase Young and Jeff Okuda and Justin Herbert and Tua and these guys, as long, you know, that it's going to be different, and it's going to be, I think, kind of fascinating to see how it hits you and finding these guys at home. And it's not, there's no artifice, there's no glitz, glamour. It's like, this is hitting you in a completely different way and in a completely different moment, and being able to capture those things on camera, I think it's going to be really interesting. And look, I think it's going to make for a very different viewing experience. And there's going to be some things that you miss out on, and certainly Vegas, you feel terrible for them. I'm sure they were putting on a great show. But we'll get back to that. And for this year, this is where we're at. And I think you're right. Everyone wants to think about those things and think about a future of what that means when the Falcons pick a player, what it's going to mean for them down the road. And so all of that's going to play. I think it's going to wind up playing out in a positive way for all involved.
Well, certainly that's a good thought from Josh Alper, Pro Football Talk. Falcons, how are they going to play that number 16 pick? Boy, it's going to be a big topic of conversation around this radio station over the next 3 weeks plus. John and Hugh on this last day of March, broadcasting live across Metro Atlanta. As we keep you informed on the very latest regarding the NFL and the NFL Draft. You can stream us 24/7, 365. Get the app. It's free. It's at radio.com. Morning show across Metro Atlanta from the Mobile Kia Studios. John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92 on the game on this Tuesday morning. And Hugh, I thought that, you know, now that we're kind of like quarantined and we'd have quarantine studios, that things might quiet down. But in the break here, I just had some major issues with my new associate producers who were having a knockdown, drag-out fight right next to the studios here.
Oh, you're talking about the kitties.
Archie and Elsie, they apparently think that they are, you know, part of the program now, so they both want to be on radio. Who knew?
I mean, you know, do they have some compelling commentary? Let's see what they're talking about, you know?
Meow, 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 meow. And,
yeah, basically. That's about
and,
it.
You know, I get them all riled up at 5:40 in the morning, I guess, because, they're not used to me. You know, it's funny how that is because – you know, normally I get up and, you know, before four, I'm out the door, right? Mm-hmm. And now, you know, I'm here all morning, and so they don't really know how to deal with that. Suddenly, you know, there's this guy talking in front of them, and the lights are on, and the TV's on, and I got, internet and everything, and they could have food, and they could eat anytime they want, because
they'd
I'm
rather
there to
play with you, because you're the new hotness that's in the house right now.
You know,
so they'd rather play with you.
I was mentioning your Chinese food, and I think, you know, at the beginning of the show, I was jonesing for Chinese food, and then it occurred to me that, you know, Randy Mack got a flat top, and Randy Mack is the grilling king. No matter what Dukes and Bell and their show want to do, Randy Mack wins, okay, on our staff. That's, you know, he wins. Not that other people aren't good, not that Mike Bell or Bo or anybody can't grill. I'm just saying that Randy Mack's the king. And he got a flat top, and that convinced me to go out and get a flat top because I always wanted one of those hibachi grills. Mm-hmm. Well, if I have a hibachi grill, darn you, you're right. I should probably learn how to cook hibachi.
I mean, duh. You know, if you join up for shrimp fried rice or something, you know, it, like I said, go on the internet, Google it, man, and figure it out. I mean, it's not that hard. I mean, you know, we've got time. I mean,
yeah, no,
this
would
be the time
videos.
To start to, this would be a great time to just start to do something different, you know? To do something different.
Well, and expand my repertoire, so to speak. Now, having said that, we ended up having fish last night, and which is fine. Fish is
fried
fine.
Fish? Is
no, fish? My wife goes up to the Amish country, okay, in Indiana when she goes home to see her folks or mm-hmm. when she has.
I was about to say, they got Amish in Georgia?
And no. Up in, you know, they actually may in certain parts of North Georgia. I don't know. I know mm-hmm. they've got them in Kentucky. And so I honestly, I don't know. I don't want to speak out of turn. But up in the Amish country of Indiana, because Pennsylvania Dutch and the Amish in Indiana and throughout the amount of colonies in Iowa, that kind of belt there is, you know, really big Amish country. And so she grew up in the Amish country. And there's a locker, for lack of a better term, in this little town of Odin, which is a huge meat processing kind of thing where the Amish do all their meat, and people pack the joint, and they come from all over to come in there. I mean, you Saturday morning, good luck. Mm-hmm. I can't even think of the amount of business that they do. But they for some reason, they get a version of cod, and I keep meaning to talk to them about it, that nobody else gets. You know how most fish is kind of flat, right? This is really super thick. I mean, it's like 2.5 inches thick, this cut. And so it's the only place I've ever seen it. And because of that, it's, you know, it cooks in a different way. And it's really, anyway, that's fish last night. I don't know why I got off on that. But I was going to mention that we ended up having fish and rice and whatnot. And then afterwards, I went, well, boy, I'd really like to have, you know, and this never happens to me. I'd really like to have something sweet. Now, I know you love sweets. I could take them or leave them.
Mm-hmm.
But last night I was jonesing really bad for, you know, chocolate or something like that, and I didn't have it in the house. And I can't just call up Amazon and say, hey, can you bring a Hershey bar? You know?
No, you got to run. You got to make a run. You got to make a run. You made a run last night.
No, I didn't. I don't know. You right now, I don't know that I'm making. I've never used a pickup at the Kroger or the Walmart. Have you?
Mm-hmm. No, I haven't. Are they doing that now? Is that official? Because I haven't been out in a couple of days. I haven't left the house in a couple of days, but I think I need to go out today because I ran out of grapes. I need to go try to find some grapes, some frozen grapes.
Red or green?
I'm a green grape. The green grapes taste better frozen. So that's kind of like my snack at night. When I want something sweet, I have frozen grapes and I eat those. And that kind of hits the spot for me.
I've never used the pickup lanes. I used to get mad at the mad is a relative term. But I used to get kind of like, you'd have all those lanes, like at my Walmart, there were probably, I'd say 8 or 10 parking spots dedicated to pickup, and they were always empty. And it was like, you know, you're making the rest of us walk, and these pickup spots never get used. Well, now they're getting used, right? Obviously. But I've never done the pickup because one of my enjoyments in life that I'm going to miss short term, and we'll get back to it, is I'm kind of weird. I love to grocery shop. Love it.
You like to go in the store and just like walk around and look at stuff, huh?
Yeah, I can.
That's
kind of
like, you mean like women do when they go to the mall,
right?
You don't know exactly what you want to get. Yeah, you just want to go, you know, look at stuff.
I could go to Whole Foods or Kroger and literally spend, you know, if it's a really nice store and it's got a lot of stuff in it, I could spend 2 hours in the store, not a problem.
At a grocery store, John?
Yeah.
That's different. That is different. I mean, I go in the grocery store. That's kind of like, for me, I go in there and get what I want and I keep it moving because, you know, a lot of times when I go to the grocery store, I tend to buy stuff that I don't need or was not on the list, and that's why I tend to get in trouble. So I like to just get in there and get out. Don't want to spend a whole lot of time in the grocery store.
And I like to like bargain hunt for stuff, but I also love to go and really kind of take a look at the meat counter or the seafood counter or produce, and you know, start thinking about, you know, different ways to make stuff. And so I like to take my time, and I'm just curious about things, and I'll just wander around and look at I don't know why. I've always been able to do that ever since I was young. I've always been fascinated. But then again, I thought for a while in my life, before I got into this industry, that I could have worked in the grocery business because I was so enamored with grocery stores, because I was always fascinated by, you know, the eye level at I realized when I was young, when I was a teenager, that they were, you know, what end caps were and how they were marketing, you know, where they put the stuff on the shelf. You know, I didn't know the companies paid for that, right? Mm-hmm. You know, because companies will pay for it to be at a certain height. And, you know, they would buy Kroger, like at the cereal aisle, Kellogg's would buy from Kroger this particular, you know, height, shelf height across the nation. And they pay for that. And so, I didn't know all that went on, but I knew that there was a way of marketing and the reason that they put things in there. And now I think people are starting to see that, you know, the marketing genius and how they put grocery stores together, Hugh, because they go into a store when things are out and they see this whole section of stuff that isn't, nobody buys, you know? Oh, nobody's buying that.
Well, you mean like the toilet paper, like all the toilet paper gone?
Yeah, well, you go into the...
I mean, it don't matter where you put the toilet paper gone. Yeah.
Yeah, and you go into the pasta aisle, and suddenly all the gluten-free pasta is still there, you know?
Yeah, nobody eating that junk, man. Ain't nobody eating all that junk. No.
Gluten-free, you know, you're finding the... You know, the organics are there. And look, I like organic. Organic produce is fine. My only issue with organic produce is the price.
Yeah, organic produce is expensive. It's very, very expensive. All that stuff is just because it's the process in which they make it. I do know that because I asked the question. And it's like they don't use all the insecticides and stuff. And it just takes, you know, the process is different. And it's just, you know, that's why it's more expensive, because of the process.
I know it always kind of bothered me that eating healthy was more expensive than.
Yeah, it's just easy to be a fatty than to go ahead and try to eat healthy. But I mean, that's how it is. That's how it's always been. If you want to eat healthy, you're going to pay for it.
Yeah, snack. I'm not a snacks guy. I'm not a sweets guy. I know you said you are. But boy, I would have killed for a bowl of ice cream last night. I don't know why.
Yeah. See, this is the problem with being in quarantine, because all the folks that like to work out and stuff, this is when you, and if you don't have the means to work out, you have to be very, very careful in the way that you're eating right now, because, you know, you can sit there and you'd be bored and you're not into a routine and you mess around and all those gains that you had to lose all that weight, you gain it right back. You eat yourself right back into the size, into those big jeans that you didn't wear anymore. So you got to be careful. Got to make sure you try to get the healthy snacks and do that and keep it moving.
Right, man. And hopefully now, you know, people can start as the weather turns and gets a little bit warmer here. People can get out and you'll see, you know, walking will become, you know, a new pastime for a lot of people because.
Yeah, 6 feet apart, though. Make sure y'all stay
feet
apart.
Yeah, yeah, at least, you know, if not more than 6 feet apart. But yeah, walking is going to become something that, you know, the gyms are closed. We talked about the golf courses being open. I wonder how long that's going to happen. Right now, I'm not going to play golf anyway. So, not for me anyway. I know that people are. Like Bunker and Bell went over the weekend. They went golfing, but which is fine. I have no problem with somebody going golfing. I'm just not going to do it. So it's limiting your options here in terms of that. We'll have to see, you know. About that, I got to monitor my weight. You're right. I'm even though I was Jones before, and I'm glad I didn't have it last night because I would have eaten it, and I don't need it. You're right, Hugh, because I don't need it. I don't need I don't need all that sugar. Man, I wanted Chinese food though. But you know what? The funny thing about Chinese food, Hugh, is that it's among the most fattening.
Yeah, I mean, but it tastes good, too. You know, it's funny. When you eat Chinese food, at least when I eat it, it's like I'm always hungry, like, right after I eat it. So I don't feel that bad. It's like if I eat all the Chinese food, I don't feel bad because it's like 15 minutes later, I'm still hungry. So it's like it kind of.
You have a favorite dish?
I just like shrimp fried rice. Uh-huh. Shrimp fried rice, and I might do the sweet sour chicken, and that's about it. But shrimp fried rice all day long.
Yeah, I like the shrimp fried rice, pork fried rice, wonton soup, hot and sour. I like to take hot and sour and mix it with the wonton.
I heard that.
No, you just take the wontons out of the wonton soup and put it in the hot and sour.
Yeah, that's a whole lot going on.
It's tasty. Morning mashup coming up. Orange put it together. There's an update on a couple of updates on that TV show Tiger King. I know that one of them is in the morning mashup, and we have another one right here in front of us. John and you on the morning show will tell you what that is. This show is bleeding over into society like you can't believe. It's not just something. We're not just talking about the show anymore. We're talking about new stuff post the show that's coming out and will continue apparently to come out. Next with John and you on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, streaming 24/7, 365. The app is free. It's at the App Store. Get it today, radio.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!